here we are at conferences and we're talking lecture series and stuff like that. But your students, I want to now turn to you and ask you, how does it affect you? Does it?
I mean, you know, it's just like this whole mentality still that just because we open our mouths and like we're allowed to go to education, that doesn't mean we should be able to say stuff. And I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
The thing that really stood out to me after I look at the data that you've given is that women has always like been framed as the ones that dominate humanities. Even looking at this classroom, right? Women dominate the classroom, but then the people are considered professionals or leaders of the field and get to speak their opinion are mostly men.
Yeah.
Well, my first thought is that it sets a standard for just in academia in general. And with Shakespeare, whose work is so deeply ingrained in what we believe in Western society is intelligence and scholarly, it's, I think it's a representation just of how male academics think of female ones and how much they respect them or rather don't respect them. And it's sort of like, yeah, it's sort of a boys' club where there shouldn't be a boys' club, you know?
Yeah, I totally hear you. And again, it's good to know how you feel affected by these things, Zeke?
I think that from a man's perspective, there's a drawback as well, even though obviously it's not as serious as the like negative effect of it all on women. So I don't want to, you know, but from a man's perspective, we're kind of stuck in this echo chamber of, you know, listening to people who, you know, have our own experiences talk about Shakespeare. And, you know, so we are suffering from not being able to hear the experiences of people who are coming, or the opinions of people who are coming from a different experience, you know. And to be honest, there's at least a half dozen times in this class alone where we pointed something out that I wouldn't really have noticed otherwise, just because, you know, I'm not really able to read Ophelia in the same way that women are. So, you know, if I had to go to a class with a white male professor and read articles and watch lectures by, you know, white guys, I'd obviously be missing out on a lot.